Tom. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. An exciting hour lies straight ahead. As a matter of fact, we're going to kick things off by telling you all about two very cool websites, TrueCar.com and Zag.com. And also, in this hour, we're going to be chatting with a gentleman who's the representative of a auto show coming up in California. Along the way, we're going to be taking your telephone calls at the usual number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Last hour, we had a winner, Pam, in Pennsylvania, with the trivia question, so we'll throw out another trivia question here just to kind of test your automotive knowledge. We'll make it a trivia question here about the very famous sports car from DeLorean. John Zachary DeLorean built this sports car, the stainless steel gullwing sports car, in what country? What country was the DeLorean sports car manufactured? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or you can reach me via the email bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. Well, I had the pleasure of broadcasting last week from the True Car Zag Suite at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. I did my Motor Trend radio program from there, and I did my Haggerty's Inside Classic Car program from that suite, and we recorded a bunch of stuff for this show, and I had the opportunity to chat with our next guest. She is the Chief Marketing Officer for both Zag and TrueCar.com, but she's also a noted automotive journalist, as she writes for Fortune Magazine. It's my pleasure to welcome Sue Calloway to AutoWorld. Sue, how you doing?
I'm doing great. In fact, Bob, it's so appropriate to be talking to you right now. It's a beautiful, sunny Sunday in Southern California, and I'm stuck in traffic on PCH in the new Maserati Grand Cabrio.
Oh, it is so perfect for you to be calling me right now, because what a stunning vehicle that is. Tell us a little bit about your driving impression so far, Sue.
Well, you know, Maserati really, they got a lot of things right about this car. They're calling this their first four-seater convertible. It is a two-door, so, you know, you're looking at a fairly compromised backseat space, but I don't have to sit back there, so that's okay. But, you know, really the sounds that this engine and exhaust system make are really unlike anything else. And when you put it in the sport mode, you can really, even at pretty low revs, get head turned.
Yeah,
when they first brought the GT out, I wrote about it for Fortune, and I did some research, and I don't know if you ever heard this. There's an insurance company in the UK that did some research, a high-end company, around emotional responses to engine sounds.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out, of the hundreds and hundreds of people tested, 100% of the women who were tested had 20% higher spike in their hormones listening to this particular Maserati than any other sports car or race car on the planet.
Oh, that is amazing. So it's got a real seductive engine note there.
You could say that. And I thought, you know, about $150,000 for 100% women turning their heads while you're driving, if you're a guy, great car.
That could be a good investment. It definitely could pay off. And car companies these days, you bring up a good point, Sue. They do spend a lot of time and attention to exhaust tuning. I mean, years ago, they really didn't think that much about it. But, you know, whether it's the new Ford Mustang GT or whether it's the Jags like the XK, you know, a lot of these vehicles have exhaust systems that have unique baffles built into them just to produce very special sounds.
That's right. It's a real, you know, it's a personal trait of a mark now. And Maserati has capitalized on that. I was so fascinated by the whole thing. I talked to their chief sound engineer in Italy, And in his broken English, we had a very interesting conversation about how you cannot reverse engineer these. So they had their suppliers come in and build 12 different prototypes, just tweaking the sound so that you get a really low visceral note, you know, in the lower end of the rev range, all the way up to something that's really operatic, up toward revs. Limit, which is 7,500 in this bar. And it was just, it was fascinating to think about how much time, effort, and resource are put into that. But it's a great effect.
Absolutely. I know Lexus with their new supercar, the LFA, which has an engine by Yamaha, they went to the Yamaha musical department to tune the exhaust, and that's a V10 engine. But V10 engines, for the most part, tend to have a funky sound, Sue. I know in my own experience with the Carrera GT and the Viper, they don't have that lovely V8 rumble like you have there in that Maserati.
That's so true. Even the BMW M5, a car I love, doesn't have this aural sound effect, you know. I actually made it my ringtone on my cell phone.
That is fantastic. Maserati in recent times has had some, you know, real hits. Certainly the Quattroporte, this generation has been definitely a winner. And the Gran Turismo originally introduced as a coupe and now in convertible form. Maserati is definitely a company on the move and certainly still has some ties, although not completely linked as they once were with Ferrari, but there are some Ferrari mechanicals in that vehicle that you're driving.
Most importantly, the engine.
Yes.
So when the soul comes from Maranello, it's a good thing.
Very good. And I understand they've upgraded the, well, of course, you got your own built-in stereo system there with the exhaust system, but I know that Maserati in recent times has done a lot of work in getting you know, a cool multimedia interface here, navigation-wise and stereo-wise.
It's working a whole lot better. I am a purist, so I've been listening exclusively to Imagine, but now that you've reminded me, I'll put music on after this. they're getting there. And, you know, I give them some kudos that Quattroporte really started the ultra-luxury four-door segment. And, you know, now the Rapide is out from Aston Martin and the Panamera from Porsche, of course. We've seen that the concept from Lamborghini a couple of years ago.
Yes.
So that's great. I have two little kids. I like this trend.
Definitely. That's my idea of a family car. How old are your kids?
7 and 5.
Oh, wow. So that's perfect. So I'm expecting my first. So I've never owned a four-door car. So I'm kind of... You know, I'm on True Car, as I have been this afternoon while doing my other radio shows and, you know, trying to pick what could be my first four-door offering.
Well, I'm sure you'll exhibit extraordinary taste, and you're showing taste in where you're shopping and really looking for the right prices. So I commend you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about True Car. This is a site that launched not that long ago, but... Boy, it is really rolled out to rave reviews, and the reason is it really is saving lots of people lots of money.
Well, that's right, and really no other automotive site. You know, there's a lot of information on the web, of course, about cars and content. I think when you're shopping, trying to figure out what model you want, looking for a lot of product feature information, you know, our competitors and the car companies have done a phenomenal job just sort of drowning us in high-quality content. So what True Car has done is really gone after providing data to a person who's really ready to make a purchase. And what the site will do is give a potential buyer accurate data on what other people have paid for the model they're looking at in the last 30 days in their area. So it's going to give you an upfront price, and we've been finding to our joy that when presented with a True Car price report out, a lot of dealers are honoring that number. And they're really seeing a shift. You know, it's great for the consumer to not have to haggle, but it's also great for the dealer to not spend so much money on marketing and closing experiences going faster. That costs them less. It's all good.
Absolutely. Win-win for everybody. More with Sue Calloway straight ahead. This is Auto World.
Don't be confused. days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods, factory direct, wholesale.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
We're back. We're live all across North America. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. Sue Calloway joins us behind the wheel of a beautiful Maserati Gran Turismo convertible in California, stuck in traffic. She's telling us all about her work at Fortune Magazine as an automotive editor and at TrueCar.com. And we've been telling you a little bit about what True Car is all about. And Sue, as you said before the break, it's kind of a win-win for consumers who come in with that bell-shaped graph curve, which shows what other people are paying for the vehicle that you're interested in, and it's a win-win for dealers as well. And I love the way the site enables the consumer to configure the vehicle exactly the way they want it. I mean, right down to options and color and everything.
Well, and if you've been on there, Bob, and you've pulled up one of those bell curves with that real-time pricing in the last 30 days, the thing that most amazes me is if you look all the way over to the right of the curve, it says MSRP, manufacturer suggested retail price. That's all the way to the bad side, overpriced, right? And so what TrueCar is bringing you is pricing well below the middle average price of a car, all the way down into good and what we consider great pricing, which is far below invoice at times. You know, really, it varies by dealer, but those are the sorts of deals that we are pulling from real dealers in real time. And I got to tell you, the testimonials we get are really heartwarming.
As you said, lots of people don't enjoy the process of buying cars. Of course, the Internet has enabled people to gather lots more information and has helped the situation somewhat. But to have a site like this that will, you know, actually point you towards a dealer that will help you get the vehicle without that hassle effect, no wonder you're getting all kinds of testimonies.
Well, and as you well know, Bob, there are so many different vehicle configurations and trim lines. And most of all, the dealer will tend to present the uninformed consumer with the highest line vehicle. And so they may go in looking for a Toyota Highlander, and they expect to pay even the mid to high 20s, and they're looking at a vehicle that could be up into the 40s and wondering why. So that's another thing that a site like TrueCar helps drill down for the consumer. They can really see the price breakdowns and what you really need and want to put on that vehicle, not what the dealer wants you to have on it.
So true. I know every month the TrueCar has something called the True Trends Analysis. It's a monthly report. Tell us about it, Sue.
That's right. Well, you know, we pull this tremendous amount of data and aggregate it. So we're getting data from some of the large data sources, dealer groups, DMV, financial institutions. You know, all the personal data gets stripped out, but we get down to the specifics of all the transactions happening. And what that allows us to do is calculate things like the per average month, what is the best day? Where are the incentives highest in the next month? When what is the worst day to go buy a car when they're lowest? Where are the trends in incentives? Is it going to be models and rollout? Probably. Last month, the BMW 6 Series had more incentive money on it than any other model. So that was a great buy if you're looking for that kind of car. We track that sort of information, and it makes your buying experience even that much more targeted if you want to look at it that way.
Absolutely. And the cool thing is it's 100% free.
That's always a good thing. Well, I think transparency is something that's becoming more and more important to us as a culture. And with the financial state of our world the way it is, really getting a good price and having assurance around it is becoming mandatory, especially for such a big purchase as a car.
And it's ever growing, the purchase price. I mean, I can't believe that the average transaction price, I believe, is a little bit over $30,000 these days for just that kind of an average car, not an extraordinary car, not like the car you're driving.
Well, that's true, but you really have to look at all the feature and the content that are going into quote-unquote entry-level cars. Ford, VW, a lot of the entry-level stuff that I've been driving recently, I'm wildly impressed by. There are features in these cars today that you would only get in high-end luxury vehicles a few years ago.
That's so true.
Navigation, you know, the sync system that Ford has. It just goes on and on, and that's part of, I think, what's driving those prices up. But, you know, you don't get a lemon anymore.
Yeah.
So it may just be worth a little more money after all.
Absolutely. When you add up, like you say, all the luxury features, the entertainment features, and the safety features that are now available on cars that never used to offer, segments that never used to offer those type of options. I mean, look, if you look at Ford with their their latest offering, the Fiesta, the fact that you can get leather upholstery, that you can get a power sunroof, you can get, as you say, the sync system, standard equipment, you can get a higher line stereo, a V-segment car like that years ago was a stripper, you know, and
that's right.
That was it. It was crank windows and manual door locks, and that's about all. So tell us about the color of that Maserati that you're piloting.
Oh, it's a lovely sort of titanium gray with a maroon roof and cream interior.
Very good. And nobody does the leathers like the Italians.
No, it really does. You know, even for all the treatments that car leathers have to go through to resist fading and wear and tear and whatnot these days, they've managed to keep the glove leather softness. It's very impressive.
Absolutely. Tell our listeners about the other side of the true car equation, and that's a website called Zag, which is very interesting, partnering with a number of very well-known brands.
That's right. So Zag is what powers the car buying program for a number of the large affinity programs and partnerships in our country, USAA, American Express, Consumer Reports, all the AAA clubs across the country, Overstock, eBay Motors, AOL Motors, on and on. We've got 50 different partners, insurance companies, banks, total loss programs. So whenever you go into any of those sites as a member or even some of the open market sites such as Overstock and go through and find an incentive, find a promise for an upfront price, and a higher quality customer experience, those programs are exclusively by Zag.
And you can save a whole lot of money by going through some of those programs.
Oh, tremendous amounts. I mean, Mercedes-Benz did an incentive program with USAA. It started last year, still running with versions of it. But the incentive money, in addition to anything else already on the car, was going up to $5,000. So
yeah,
it was tremendous saving. And, you know, a lot of people... USAA, as you know, is for people either in the military or a family member or married to or descendant of someone who's been in the military. So a lot of people are eligible for a membership and they don't realize it. And it's a wonderful service site, mostly for financing, insurance, and now car sales.
Can you hang with us for a few more minutes, Sue?
Sure. Love to, Bob.
Straight ahead, more with Sue Calloway from TrueCar.com, Zag.com, and Fortune Magazine. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
He styled the beautiful BMW Z8 Roadster and several Aston Martins. And now he's got his own company, and he's building beautiful electric plug-in vehicles. Here's Hendrik Fisker, CEO of Fisker Automotive.
I think it's very exciting times for us, since this will be the world's first plug-in hybrid. And the fact that we drove it in Laguna Seca at the raceway, I think, was really to show everybody that this is for real. When I look at what are we supposed to drive in the future, you know, I was getting concerned a couple of years ago when I only saw very tiny, kind of a dorky-looking vehicles always presented as being electric cars and futuristic cars. So my thought was, why can't we make a beautiful, exciting-looking car that looks even better than today's four-door sedans?
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
10 years. Genesis. A decade of talk. Genesis. Great Talk Radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
Thank you so much for joining us. We're live all across North America on great radio stations like the one you're listening to right now. My name is Bob Long, along with Sue Calloway, noted automotive journalist with Fortune Magazine, also chief marketing officer with TrueCar.com and Zag.com. And it was just, I can't believe it was just a week ago that I was broadcasting from the TrueCar Zag patio there at Pebble Beach. And of course, the best of show went to a 1933 Delage. Sue, what a gorgeous vehicle that is.
It sure was. You know, I always feel, and I'm sure you do too, Bob, that there's never enough time. I could spend hours looking at each of the cars on the lawn that day. You know, they're always so special. And I'm waiting, I don't know about you, for the year when a post-war car finally wins the Pebble Beach Concours. That's never happened.
That's true. And I'm waiting, you know, hopefully with God's help, you know, 20 or 30 years down the line, I'd love to see what's going to be on the lawn there at Pebble.
Well, that's a big debate, isn't it? And I think that it's funny. I had that discussion with some heads of car companies, actually, who were at Pebble last weekend. And to my surprise, they were not expecting to see their own sheet metal out there, which astonished me. This included people from Maserati. I said, really?
Really?
I would fully expect to see some of these limited editions, especially something like the MC12 and, you know, some of these rare birds that are built today, the Bugatti Veyron. There is absolutely room, I think, for the stuff being built today to make it there.
In my opinion, absolutely. I mean, I'm always saying to folks on my radio shows that this is such a golden era of automobiles. I mean, the vehicles in general. I mean, there's something for everybody. If you're into the green vehicles, there are the green vehicles performance. Boy, there are cars, as you well know, Sue, that would have won the Daytona 500 that now you can walk into a dealership and buy, would have won the race 10 or 15 years ago. You can buy, and it gets you 25 miles to the gallon. It's just remarkable. And you add up all that with the technology that's available, the safety stuff. It's a great time to be a car person.
Well, I've always had the comment since my career is focused so much on the luxury end and the high-performance end of the car world. You know, aren't you concerned that all that's going away now with alternatives coming up? And I absolutely disagree. I was in an electric car prototype that went 0 to 60 in 2.0 seconds. And, you know, I thought I was going to rip my hair off. There's nothing unexciting about this. Or you look at Porsche's new 918.
Yes.
There's nothing unexciting about that, you know, gorgeous high-performance car. Even what Fisker's doing in Tesla, you know, Ferrari's looking at mounting electric motors on each of the four wheels to boost acceleration. This is amazing stuff. Imagine where motorsports is going to head, let alone production vehicles.
Absolutely. To be able to have the best of both worlds, to be able to have a vehicle that is still a tremendous performance machine, but at the same time, you know, delivering a tremendous fuel economy or not running on gasoline at all. It's going to be interesting, the direction that we see in the years to come. But right now, I mean, for 2010, for 2011, if somebody is out there in the market thinking about buying a new car, I mean, this is the time because there are deals out there. All you have to do is log on to a site like TrueCar.com, and you're going to find, you know, there are great deals. And the fact of the matter is, right now on the highways and byways of the U.S., we're looking at the oldest cars since World War II on the road. People are holding on to their older cars.
Because they can, because they're running so well now, and I think that's wonderful. You know, in about a week's time, we're going to be launching a feature on TrueCar.com, so you're going to have to go and look at it, which will be best local deals. So you tell us your zip code, and we can give you the top deals that day across different makers for new cars.
And wow.
I think that's exciting, yeah.
Where are you guys gathering all this massive amounts of data? Where is it coming from?
Ancient Chinese secrets. No, I'm kidding. Well, you know, there are sources of dealer DMS transactional data out there, and of course we get all of that data, but we're getting data from our dealers specifically. ZAG has 3,700 dealers across the U.S. now, and starting to get through TrueCar people sending us their transactional that participate in this. We also have relationships with departments of motor vehicles and across the state, insurance and finance institutions. And, you know, today's world is a world where you can strip out the personal information from that data and get simply the transactions and the numbers involved. So we're amassing a data resource unlike anyone ever has before.
And in addition to all the great car buying information available at TrueCar.com, you also have lots of cool other stuff as well, some interesting blogs and the latest auto news. So there's something there for everybody.
Absolutely. I think it's a place where you have to spend several hours a day, as a matter of fact.
Very good. Well, Sue, I really want to thank you very much for spending time with us here today on Auto World. Are you still stuck in traffic there in that Maserati?
It's lightening up, and sadly, I'm just safety conscious enough that I will not let it rip so you can hear that beautiful engine sound, but that will happen the second I hang up.
All right, terrific. Sue Calloway, thank you so much for your time here today on Auto World.
Thank you, Bob. You're always a pleasure.
Thanks. It's 39 minutes after the hour. Our telephone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we got that trivia question out there. We've had a number of people email me up, but so far no one has got it right. I can't believe it because it wasn't that long ago, early 80s, that the DeLorean, you still see him from time to time on the road in certain areas of the country. Especially, and also you see him going over some of the big auction blocks. What country was the DeLorean produced in? That's the question. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Lots of people seem to be guessing Canada, And what they're thinking of is the Bricklin, which was the Malcolm Bricklin car produced in the 1970s. That indeed was produced in Canada, but the DeLorean was produced someplace else. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Straight ahead on the broadcast, we're going to be chatting with a gentleman all about a upcoming auto show in California. We're going to get some previews as to what's going to be happening in that particular event. And coming up on the broadcast next week on the many of these Auto World stations, we're going to be joined by a representative from Chevrolet who's going to be telling us all about the Cruze. Let's go to Dell, who joins us in Iowa, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Dell, how you been?
Fine, Bob, you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much for asking. Yeah. Well, let's see if you can solve this riddle. It's an easy one, and it's about the DeLorean. John Zachary DeLorean built the car. He got funded from Johnny Carson and lots of other folks. It only was around for a couple of years, 81, 82. And what country, Dell, did John Z. DeLorean build his car?
Ireland.
That's right. Do you know the exact city offhand?
Belgrade.
You're close. It was North Belfast, actually.
Yeah, Belfast, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
How about in the new car realm? Anything catching your eye these days?
I kind of like that new Nissan Juke.
Oh, you like the Juke. Interesting.
Yeah,
I first saw that, I believe it saw the debut at the New York International Auto Show, and lots of people were, you know... It's a kind of a polarizing car. You either like it or you don't. But
yeah.
What are some of the attributes of the car that you like?
I don't know. I just think it's kind of nice looking for a small vehicle and that, you know, the four-door aspect, even though it doesn't look like a four-door.
It's true. It's got a lot of personality. Hang on for Matt, Dell, and we're going to put you in the running for the prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Straight ahead, all about the IE Auto Show. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
And telling me then and there to a drag, I said you're on.
When your car breaks down, it's already too late. That costly repair bill could have been paid by an A-plus auto protection extended service plan. Even if your manufacturer warranty has expired, if your car has less than 130,000 miles, you can still be covered. Don't pay the dealer upcharge. Get the same coverage over the phone right now for much cheaper. For a limited time, also get roadside assistance and towing, but you must call now. Call 800-871-4131. Again, 800-871-4131. 800-871-4131. Not all plans available in all states or for all vehicles.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes, yes.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. And we were scheduled to be joined by a representative of the IE Auto Show. And I was talking to my producer, Matt, during the break, saying maybe I'll tell the folks a little bit more about the IE Auto Show. But instead of doing that, we may have this gentleman on next week, because I looked up the dates of the event, and it's still upcoming. We'll hold it for another time. Meanwhile, let me tell you a little bit more about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. We talked in the first hour of the broadcast about the new vehicle from Ford for 2012, although we're going to be actually seeing it in spring 2011, and that's the Boss. Well, many folks, of course, are very fond of the Jeep Wrangler, and the folks at Jeep and Chrysler and Dodge and Ram, you know, they're doing a lot to kind of spice up the brand slowly, and that's what they've done. They've done a refreshing, on the 2011 Jeep Wrangler, a serious update. But you can't tell by looking at the exterior. It's all on the interior. The new Wrangler interior, if you take a look at it compared to the previous generation, is brighter than before, thanks to bits of silver trim on the doors, the passenger grab handle, and all four air vents. It gets a new steering wheel. It's the same steering wheel from the 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee, and that's interesting. Climate controls have also been updated. And a Jeep since 1941 inlay is mounted into the passenger grab handle. Outside, the most obvious change for Jeep fans is the body-colored hardtop for the Sahara models. Look closely and you'll see that the rear window on the 2011 is also a little bit bigger on the 2010 model. And more importantly, you know, they're offering leather upholstery and high-end stereo. So the Jeep Wrangler, which was one of the more crude vehicles out there, kind of going back to its Army roots, its World War II roots, has definitely received an upscale polishing for model year 2011. What do you think? Are you a Jeep fan? I know we have lots of listeners in Iowa on 1540 News Talk KXEL, and there are a lot of Jeep folks in that neck of the woods. Also in California, everybody listening on our Lakes Shasta affiliate station owned by Mr. Carl Bott. I know that there are lots of people who do lots of off-roading activities, and some I know who have written on some of the various auto sites are a little upset about this. They've kind of luxuried up the once very basic Jeep Wrangler. What do you think? That's the question. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Well, while I was out in Monterey, I got a chance to get a glimpse at some upcoming super high-priced vehicles. There's no other way to say it. McLaren, which is best known for their supercar called the F1, the three-seater from the 1990s, is going to be launching as a brand here in the U.S. They're going to be doing battle with the supercars, basically, from Ferrari, Lamborghini, the Audi R8, etc., Porsche 911 Turbo. They haven't announced the price of their new model. It's a 8-cylinder car, mid-engine, twin-turbo. Styling-wise, to be honest with you, I wasn't super impressed with it. It looked a lot like Lotus meets Jaguar XJ220. It's certainly a good-looking car. The proportions are well. The price tag, I'm sure, will be high, and the performance will be staggering. Bugatti is making a final run. They were dethroned recently. Their Bugatti Veyron, the 1,001-horsepower 16.4 model, which held the record as being the fastest road vehicle ever with a top speed of more than 250 miles an hour, was beat recently by another very, very limited production car. Well, the folks at Bugatti, not to be outdone, they have come back with a ultimate Bugatti. This will be, I think, the final specialty one from the Bugatti brand in Veyron guise. This is called the Supersport. It's putting out 1,200 horsepower. It's reportedly good for a top speed of 264 miles an hour. Can you imagine that? I'm supposed to get a ride in a Bugatti Veyron one of these days. I honestly doubt it will ever happen, but I can hope. Certainly would be nice. A couple of my colleagues at Motor Trend have had the opportunity of driving one. Executive editor Matt Stone and Kim Reynolds, a technical director, have both driven. I would certainly love the opportunity to drive one. At low speeds, I wouldn't dare take it at high speeds because the car is a couple of million dollars, so I can't pay the bills that I have now, let alone that bill. 800-259-9231. What do you think about the Jeep Wrangler? Jeep has refreshed it for 2011, given it kind of a luxury interior treatment. Do you think this is right or wrong? That's the question. The Camaro Z28, the ultimate Camaro, is back on track. Reportedly, we're going to see it after the introduction of the convertible, so it's probably still, I think the convertible is set to hit showrooms next summer, so we won't see the Z28 till after that. It's probably late 2011. It's going to have the same engine that you can buy right here, right now, in the Cadillacs, the CTS-V sedan and the very tasty CTS-V coupe. 550 plus horsepower, 550 plus pound feet of torque in the Cadillac. You can get it with either a 6-speed manual or 6-speed automatic. Theoretically, in the Camaro, you probably will be able to get it in both guises as well. The only disappointing part about this ultimate Camaro is the rumored price tag. Well, I guess they have to do it with Ford, you know, charging quite a bit for the Shelby GT500. It's pretty close to 50 grand, and the convertible version of the GT500 is over 50 grand, 52, I believe it is. But I was a little disappointed to read that they're going to be asking like 60 grand for this C28 Camaro. Oy, I don't know. Where is the Corvette going? Well, the next generation Corvette, the C7 Corvette, is already well into development. It is going to be, according to inside sources, a reworked version of the C6, which is actually a reworked version of the C5. So still, the Corvette is a magnificent vehicle for the money, great value, no question about it. And, of course, even here for 2010, 2011, in base form, more than 430 horsepower, you can get that great Grand Sport package, which gives it the look of the 505 horsepower Z06, or if you have all the money in the world, you can buy the ZR1. And I actually saw my first ZR1 on the road in California at the Pebble Beach event last week. It was the first one I have ever seen on the road. And where else but Pebble Beach would you see something like that? Also, on the concept lawn at Pebble Beach, we saw the Lexus supercar, the LFA, and a lot of people thought that this was a bad idea, but believe it or not, they only are building about 350 of these, and reportedly they're just about all spoken for. Again, this is a very expensive car, $400,000+, and yet they're all spoken for, but Lexus/Toyota is doing something unique with this. They're leasing them at first, and then you get the opportunity, but you lease it. You have to put like $300,000 down, and then you lease it. And then at the end of the lease, you get to purchase it if you want. Reason being, they didn't want the escalation of prices like we've seen with some other limited edition vehicles. Aston Martin has a beautiful sedan called the Rapide, and I saw a number of those running around Pebble Beach. Matter of fact, a good friend, a entrepreneur, actually told me at the Pebble Beach event that he is taking delivery of one, and congratulations to him. Goes to show you a little life lesson here from the Auto World radio program host Bob Long, that if you really want to make big bucks in this world, you got to do one of a few things. You got to be a professional athlete. You got to be a professional entertainer, aka a singer, actor, etc. Or you got to invent something, and that's what this gentleman did. He invented something, and now he's driving an Aston Martin Rapide. So we all can shoot for that. It's a website. How do you like that? That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Log.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.